Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Jenna Challenor is with us in the studio. She is the long distance runner from Durbs who finished fourth. Why are we talking about someone who finished fourth? Because her video of what happened to her and how she crossed the finish line has gone viral around the world and around other worlds as well. Apparently, rumor has it, every planet with intelligent life right now is watching your video. So with that, we say welcome to Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Jenna, Chanelor, hello.
Hello, Jenna.
Hey, it's great to be here.
First question everyone wants to know. When you got here to East Coast Radio House, did you use the lift or use the stairs?
Yeah, I sprinted up the stairs. No, I'm just joking. I used the lift.
How are you feeling right now? Because it's only days since this most epic of things happened and we watched you in the most dramatic fashion. Parts of your body just gave up and you collapsed and you crawled over for fourth place at the Comrades Marathon. How are you right now?
I'm feeling great. I'm absolutely blown away by the whole of South Africa. Mm. The outpour of messages, the love, the support. I've never witnessed anything like it in my life. So I'm feeling on cloud 109, even though I came fourth and crawled.
So Jenna, we've been watching your video. I think I've watched it over, I'm not joking, 30 times. Because I missed the entire comrade. So when I got home at about 12 o'clock, I saw your video. I'm like, oh, this is hectic. Like, this is the most hectic thing I've ever seen. We're just going to remind you of that moment.
Oh, no.
Okay, we want to remind you.
Human race, Jenna Challenor from KwaZulu-Natal. Oh, my goodness. Boring disaster at the moment. Oh, wonderful scenes here. This is what Comrades Marathon is all about.
This is going to be very hard. You can't help her cross the line. Unfortunately, the athlete has to go over on their own.
Every inch, she doesn't know it yet. Another runner is looming into the stadium, but she won't catch her. She will take every ounce in her body and crawl over the finish line. Comrades Marathon epitomized. That is the beautiful picture of the Comrades Marathon. Jenna Challenor close to the finish line.
Yo, Jenna Challenor. And when we look at this video, you're a runner. You're an actual athlete. We see Comrades Marathon videos and photos of people that are just, they're going to do a bucket list thing. You're the real deal. And we're looking at you and your body's just like going, no. When that was happening, what was going through your head?
Wow, do you know, I don't know what was going through my head. All I know is that I had to get to that finish line.
Yeah.
My children were waiting on the finish line. My husband was waiting on the finish line. It's something I dreamed about forever. I was holding on to that fourth place with everything in me. My head was fine. My body just wouldn't respond. And it's absolutely scary. It's so scary when you can't get your body to do what your head is saying do.
Yeah.
So I actually remember thinking to my dad. My dad passed away 3 years ago, and I thought to my dad, and I was like, "Dad, carry me to the finish. Wow. Come on, and carry me."
Wow. I mean, and Jen, we heard you now reacting to seeing yourself on the screen as we played some of that video that's now gone viral. Have you watched that video? Have you kind of kept away from it, or have you watched it countless times?
I have watched it countless times, and I feel that pain over and over again every time I watch it.
So when, and that point, like you just said now, when you fell and you could see your brain, your mind, you were still strong there. It was literally just your legs that have given in. Has this ever happened to you before, ever?
My brain, my mind, everything was 100% there. I knew what I wanted to do. It just, my body just gave up. So it has happened not as brutally as this before, and I've never crawled over the line.
Yeah.
But I did have a bit of a tuck and roll tumble at the end of Two Oceans this year. So I actually said to myself, well, I'm not going to fall this year. We're not going to fall. So just slow it down on the grass and we're not going to fall. And we fell and had to crawl.
But then I just want to add on one quick one. And this is just between you and me, because to be a woman on screen, first of all, it doesn't matter how hot you are. You're gorgeous. We know that. But here you are getting a fourth place, which is like an absolute ego stroke. At the same time, the entire nation watching you fall to your knees. After you crossed that line, was there a bit of a cry? Or were you just so happy that you'd finished and you came fourth that actually the whole fall kind of fell to the wayside?
I think I was in absolute shock. I couldn't believe that I'd fallen. And when I couldn't get up and no one could help me, I was like, just crawl, Jenna Chris, just crawl. You've lost your dignity, just crawl. But don't forget to smile. Just smile.
And Jenna, in terms of fourth place, right? I mean, it's a great finish. Second South African on the day.
Mm.
What was the target? Was it to, I guess it's not just to finish the race. Was it to win it? Was it to be in the top 10? What was the target going into?
Before you'd even taken your first step.
Yeah.
Do you know what? A gold medal is always such an amazing accomplishment in the Comrades Marathon. So the gold medal was the target, no matter which one. Top five was in my heart. And obviously we're all competitive. Everyone wants to win the Comrades Marathon.
Yeah. Yeah.
But top five was my, and podium, but missed the podium, nearly there, got to go back again.
Yeah. Oh,
Jenna,
what?
Why? Just quickly, do you know the person that was trying to help you and why weren't you allowed to be helped?
Yes, I do. That guy's Alistair Leslie. He's actually quite a good friend of mine. Shout out to Alistair and thanks, Alistair. We've met a few times on the road.
Mm.
The first time I was doing my debut of Two Oceans in 2017 and I was on the camera. The camera was filming me about a kilometer away from the finish and he ran between the camera and me and absolutely chirped because he took some TV time. And then again in Two Oceans this year. And now, this time, so when I send him a message to thank him, he said, it's the only way I get TV time is through you.
Jen, I have to ask one other thing. Besides your viral video, the other thing people are talking about is those horrific stairs coming out from the finish. Did you have to do the stairs afterwards or did someone take you as a VIP another way?
Oh, shame. Those stairs were hectic for all those athletes. I felt for them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I spent about 4 hours in drug testing, so I avoided the stairs straight away, and then I went down them, but I was somehow on another level. So I skipped out going up and then down.
Yeah, something has to be done about those stairs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Jenna Challenor, you are a legend. Thank you for crawling in this morning.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.